Another movie is called Suffragette, and they've worked for years to get this made, and I'm so glad they waited around until they could get Carey Mulligan, who's an Oscar-nominated actress, to star as Maude Watts. She's a fictionalized character, but there are a lot of real people in it. For instance, Meryl Streep plays Emmeline Pankhurst, who was a leader of the suffragette movement, and she's in hiding, and when she comes out, it's a big secret. She comes out of hiding and speaks to her followers, and eventually in this movie, she suggests that they use civil disobedience to win the right to vote. But anyway, Carey Mulligan is Maude Watts, who's a young wife and mother, 25 years old, working this horrible job in a laundry where she makes half as much money as the men and is sexually harassed by her boss constantly. This, by the way, takes place in 1912 London. And one of her friends at the laundry is supposed to make a speech about their horrific working conditions, and the woman is unable to do it, so Maude testifies in her place at Parliament. And what they were asking for, this conciliation bill, fails. And then Maude actually hears a speech by Pankhurst, and it turns her into an activist, really. And it's very sad for her because her family disavows her. Her husband locks her out of the house. She becomes a pariah. And anyway, another really outstanding person in this is Helena Bonham Carter, who is in reality related to the Duke of Asquith, who actually was the one who was keeping down the suffragettes. That's kind of very interesting. And a character played by Brendan Gleeson, I never bought him. He's a detective following them around, and he just seems way too contrived. I didn't believe his part at all. But anyway, this is written by a woman and directed by a woman, Abby Morgan and Sarah Gavron, and they recreate these appalling police actions and how these women were imprisoned for nothing, for not doing anything, for just sometimes just walking down the street. And I think it's good enough for an Oscar nomination for Mulligan. And at the end, it's just astonishing. They end the film with some startling film footage from the area that just sort of carries on what you're watching on the screen, and then you get to see the real film. And it's very good. It's not exactly a happy thing, but it's a very good historic lesson.